Morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们，朋友们。
May the grace of God, the Father, and Jesus, the Christ, be with you.
愿天父和耶稣基督的恩惠，慈爱与大家同在。
As we learn to walk humbly with our God,
当我们学习谦卑与我们的神同行的时候，
May we live out justice and mercy in how we forgive one another in God's family.
愿我们在神的家中彼此饶恕，真正的活出神的公义和荣耀。
So a schoolmate, during our middle school graduation, so that's a while ago, said this.
若干年前，我的一个中学同学在毕业典礼上说了这样一句话。
So over the last 4 years,
在过去的四年中，
I have come to know about what I didn't know I didn't know.
我开始知道我对很多事儿一无所知，而这个事实呢，是我最近刚刚学到的。
So I come to know about what I didn't know I didn't know.
就是我刚刚知道，我不知道，我不知道的。
And this is a statement of hope that, it's a statement that I hope I will never forget.
这句话呢，我希望我永远不要忘记。
As long as my brain is functioning fine.
只要我的头脑还在正常运转。
Because it is a statement of truth that can help bring humility to our tendency to be big-headed.
因为这句话可以帮助我们，当我们有那种自高自大的倾向的时候，让我们谦卑下来。
Because I find myself over and over again, well, I'll say, yeah, 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 I know, I know.
因为我经常发现我会说，哎呀，我知道，我知道。
Stop reminding me, I know, I know.
用不着提醒我，我知道的。
But then somehow the reminders come because our action doesn't show that we know.
可是呢，当我们的行为表现出来，我们并不真知道的时候呢，就有人会来提醒我们。
Either that, or we say that's just my knowledge. It hasn't translated into an action.
很多时候呢，就是我们的知识仅仅停留在头脑中，而没有转化在行动上。
So I've disregarded that need for knowledge to become action.
所以我们有这个需要，就是说要把我们的知识转变为行动。
So there is much that we do not know.
有很多东西确实我们是不知道的。
And we actually do not know just how much we do not know.
而我们对于我们不知道的那个范围有多么大，我们都不太清楚。
So I didn't know, I didn't know.
所以我们不知道，我们不知道。
But we do know this, that we don't know a lot.
但是我们确实知道一点，就是说我们有很多事我们真的不懂。
But we like to cling on to what we know and say, you know what, I'm great because I know a lot.
但是我们倾向于就是聚焦在我们所知道的那一点点事上，然后来很骄傲地说，你看我懂很多。
So even for what we know,
所以即使那些我们已经知道的，
Maybe we're just scraping the surface.
我们可能知道的还是很皮毛。
Think of a watermelon.
大家想一个西瓜。
Maybe what we know and we think is a lot is maybe just the skin.
我们所知道的也许只仅仅是西瓜的那个皮而已。
So we're saying that our knowledge is watermelon skin deep.
所以可以说我们的知识呢就像西瓜皮那么厚。
And then we are yet to fully bite into that juicy, sweet flesh of the watermelon.
我们其实距离那个甜美多汁的瓜瓤还是有距离的。
So speaking of brain and big-headedness,
谈到人的大脑，谈到我们的自高自大。
Neuroscientist in the making shared this with me.
一个正在学习中的神经科学家对我这样说。
We do know that what we don't know about the brain dwarfs the amount of things that we do know.
就是我们知道和那个我们所不知道的比较起来，我们所知道的其实是很微不足道的。
So he did tell me once that we may know about 2% of the brain, really.
他说我们可能真正了解大脑的2%。
And that is an exaggeration.
而这个论述呢，其实已经是夸张了。
Saying that we probably know more than 2%.
比方说我们知道比2%还要多一点。
But then at the same time, it could very well be that we really don't know.As much as 2% of the brain.
但是有可能呢，我们对这个2%也并不是真正的了解。
So even though neuroscientists have most likely locked down 100% of the brain structure,
即使这些神经科学家们已经100%的知道了大脑的构造，
but we're still trying to figure out just how does the brain work.
但是我们还是在摸索中，就是说这个大脑是怎样运作的。
And it's not only in neurology.
不仅仅是在神经科学这个领域。
This is a common sentiment that I hear from brothers and sisters who work in the field of research.
我其实从就是在不同的领域做研究的弟兄姐妹中，都听到了这样的一个宣称。
And I remember this friend who said, "I'm just researching on one amino acid."
我就听到一个朋友这样说，他说我仅仅是在研究一个氨基酸。
One amino acid? What's there to learn about this as your research, your life work?
所以我就很惊讶，仅仅一个氨基酸，你居然用你的整个一生去来研究它，有什么可以研究的呢？
I didn't know.
就是我不知道哪些东西我还不知道。
And it need not be in the area of the research lab that we continue to discover just how much of life is actually lived out of ignorance.
除了在研究的领域，我们也在生活的其他方面看到我们是有很多不知道的。
Our not knowing.
我们的无知。
We are small people in a big world.
我们是在一个浩瀚的巨大的世界中一个非常微小的人。
So there were these clever ideas that I put out, I saw online.
所以呢，我就在网上呢看到一个很聪明的一个这么一个网页。
And these ideas, and there's a title that says, "Why aren't these ideas more common?"
这个网页就说，为什么这些主意、这些见解没有更广泛的应用出来
？So for example, this you could see, this is so good for organic chem.
所以大家可以看到这页纸，它这种设计呢，非常适合做有机化学的作业。
I think back to my time doing organic chem, and oh, that would have helped me, because I like it neat. But then to draw those hexagons neatly is very difficult.
所以当我看到它的时候，就想，哎呀，我当初学有机化学的时候，如果有这样的作业本，该多容易啊！因为我很喜欢这个作业本，非常的干净整洁。但是你画那些个六圆环的时候，其实是挺难的。
And looking at that, I said, oh, I would have.You know, enjoyed organic chem possibly even more, and just oh, this is such pleasant learning.
所以我看到这个时候就说，哎呀，如果我当时有这样的作业本的话，我会更有兴趣来学有机化学的。
Or consider this at a pedestrian crossing.
Oh, 大家看这个就好像是一个这个行人过马路的这么一个设置。
This is in Singapore.
这是在新加坡的。
And so for the elderly, they could use their ID and tap on the device.
所以如果是一个老人，你可以用你的这个身份证，然后呢，就是放到那个特定的位置扫一下。
And the traffic light would change and extend in terms of time to allow elderly to cross without having feel like, oh no, I have 3 seconds left. And you're right.
而这个设置知道是一个老人要过马路的时候呢，他就会把这个停红灯的时间长一些，这样的话老人过马路就不用很担心说，哎呀，我时间不够，我过不去。
And for those of us who are colorblind, you appreciate this.
对一些色盲的人来说，你会很欣赏这样的装置。
This is a viewer that corrects the colorblindness.
这个望远镜呢就可以自动的矫正你的色盲。
How beautiful would fall colors become when your red and green colorblindness is corrected?
就是说如果你是红绿色盲的话，那么你通过它来看秋天的落叶会是非常享受的。
And this is somewhere in Tennessee.
这个是在田纳西的一个装置。
And well, just one more example.
再多一个例子。
This way of helping someone who is being abused or sex trafficked.
这个呢就是来帮助那些被虐待的或者是被拐卖的人口。
And so it's a very subtle way of informing personnel's.That this is happening to me right now. Can you help?
这就是一个很柔和的这么一种提示，就是说在你身边正在发生这样的事儿，你怎样才能来够帮助这些人
？As I look at it's a whole collection of ideas. I'm just showing you 4 of them.
在这个网址上有很多非常聪明的这种装置或者是发明，我在这里仅仅显示了四个。
And I said, "Wow, I didn't know about these ideas, and now I know. What good ideas!
然后我看到他们的时候就说，哎呀，我以前不知道有这么棒的发明，我现在知道了。
And I do thank God that life is livable despite of our not knowing.
我非常感谢神，因为即使我们是非常无知的，这个日子生活还是可以过下去。
So even though there's much of I didn't know, I didn't know.
虽然有很多我们不知道的那些不知道的东西。
Life is not just livable, but enjoyable, is memorable.
生命不仅仅是可以，生活不仅仅可以照样过，而且还可以过得很快乐，可以很值得回忆。
But God does let us know this.
但是呢，神确切地希望我们知道一件事。
There is one ignorance that will end life and bring death for all eternity for each and every person.
就是有这样一种无知，它会让我们的生命结束，而且呢，让我们进入一个永死的状态。
All other ignorance we can live by, but there's one ignorance that will end life and bring death for all eternity.
所以有很多的无知是无关紧要的，但是这个地方的无知会带来非常严重的后果。
And this is our ignorance toward God.
这就是我们对神的无知。
And specifically, our ignorance toward Jesus Christ.
尤其是对于耶稣基督的一个无知。
To not know who Christ is.
不知道基督到底是谁。
Because not by having this ignorance.
如果是这样的无知的话。
It will increase our arrogance toward God.
它会加重我们对神的那种狂傲。
And this continues to give distance between us and God.
而且会继续让我们和神是分离的状态。
And this separation from God is what is eternal death.
而这种与神的分离的状态呢，就是一个永死的状态。
Yet at the same time, there is good news.
但是同时呢，还有一个好消息。
The good news is that God has offered this forgiveness, of this ignorance to us.
就是说，神已经对我们对他的无知给予了宽恕。
And our ignorance toward God will be forgivable only by God and no other.
而我们对于神的无知呢，这一点只有神，而不是其他任何人可以给予赦免的。
So on the one hand, we have an ignorance that will lead to death.
一方面，我们对神无知会让我们导致我们的死亡。
But then this ignorance can be forgiven, but only forgiven by God.
另一方面，这个无知是唯有神可以饶恕。
So we cannot look to our president, our parents, our pastor, our peer to offer us this salvation.
所以这种救恩呢，不是我们从什么总统啊，或者父母，或者是传道人，或者是我们的同济中可以获得的。
We must come to God.
我们必须来到神面前。
And specifically, come to the Son who says to his Father, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing."
尤其是要来到这个神子的面前，因为他说了，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Let us now read Luke chapter 23, verses 32 to 38.
现在我们来一起读路加福音23章32到38节。
First in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文读，再用中文读。
Two other men, both criminals,were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, He saved others!Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one. The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him which read, This is the king of the Jews.
好，又有两个犯人和耶稣一同带来处死，到了一个地方名叫骷髅地。就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服。百姓站在那里观看，官府也嗤笑他，说，他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。兵丁也戏弄他，上前拿醋送给他喝，说，你若是犹太人的王，可以救自己吧。在耶稣椅上有一个牌子写着，这是犹太人的王。
Let's now read verse 34 again.
我们再一起来重读一下第三十四节。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服。
Thanks be to God, our Lord has spoken through his servant Luke.
感谢神，耶稣借着他的仆人路加向我们说话。
May we receive the words in trust and obedience.
愿我们用着信靠，用着顺服来接受这样的话语。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
as we receive your word this morning,
当我们今天早上领受你话语的时候，
may we be empowered by your spirit to know our Lord Jesus.
愿我们借着圣灵得着能力来更好地认识耶稣。
So as to speak as our Lord Jesus spoke.
所以我们就可以说耶稣所说的话。
To do as our Lord Jesus did.
去做耶稣所做的事。
And live as our Lord Jesus lived.
像耶稣那样来过自己的一生。
In the fullness of your truth and grace.
是在你的就活出一个非常丰盛的生命。
We thank you for giving us Jesus.
我们谢谢你赐下耶稣基督。
Who loves us and was crucified for our sake.
他爱我们，为我们在十字架上受死。
And while crucified, petitioned for your pardon on us.
而且在十字架上还为我们代求赦免我们的罪。
Help us to have faith in your Son as our only Savior and Lord.
帮助我们，让我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主和我们生命的主。
So it is then by the saving, glorious name of Jesus we ask and believe.
所以我们这样祷告，我们这样相信是靠着主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Forgiveness is the missional merciful act of the crucified Christ.
这个原谅乃是被钉十字架的基督所做出的那带有使命、带有怜悯的作为。
This is the God-centering message that we are told in Luke 23:34.
这是在路加福音23到23章我们所领受到的一个以神为中心的信息。
That as we hear Jesus says, "Father, forgive them."
当我们听到耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。
We understand that forgiveness is the missional merciful act of the crucified Christ.
我们就了解到这个赦免是钉十字架的耶稣所做出的一个有使命的一个有怜悯的作为。
And specifically, Jesus makes known that the forgiveness we need is this forgiveness toward our ignorance toward God.
因为在这里，这个原谅特别是针对我们对神的无知所做出的。
That this ignorance will aggravate our arrogance toward God.
而这个无知会加固我们在神面前的那种狂傲。
It will consolidate our distance from God.
也会加固我们与神的距离。
And so we need forgiveness on not knowing who Jesus is.
所以我们不知道耶稣到底是谁，这一点就是我们的罪，就需要被赦免。
For when we do not know who Jesus is, we will also not know who God the Father is.
因为如果我们不知道耶稣基督是谁，我们也不知道父神是谁。
And so as he was crucified,
所以当耶稣被钉十字架，
We're told that Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing.
我们看到耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Of course they know that they're pulling nails into someone's hands.
他们当然知道他们正在把一个钉子钉入一个人的手。
Of course they know that they are mocking.
他们也知道他们正在嘲笑他。
Of course they think that they are right in doing so.
他们也认为他们这样做是对的。
But Jesus knows that they do not comprehendThe what exactly they are doing.
但是耶稣知道他们并没有真正的了解他们做的是什么。
And this is the first of seven statements that Jesus said when he was crucified.
这是耶稣在十字架上所说的七句话的第一句。
And in this first recorded statement,
在这个记录下来的第一句里边，
by Jesus' own words,
是耶稣自己的话。
We are reminded that Jesus came with the mission to save.
我们就被提醒说，耶稣来到这个世界上，他是有一个拯救的使命。
And that Jesus came with the intention to show mercy.
耶稣来到这个世界上，他就是要来带来恩典。
Because judgment is going to come upon a sinful world.
因为审判将要来到这个罪恶的世界上。
And if there's no mercy, there's no way away from the judgment.
如果没有怜悯的话，那么我们没有人可以逃脱这个审判。
And so Jesus comes to offer a forgiveness that can save us from the coming judgment of God.
所以耶稣来到这个世界上给我们怜悯，使得我们可以逃离最后的审判。
In John 3:17, Jesus tells Nicodemus,
在约翰福音第三章，耶稣对尼哥底母说，
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Jesus was sent on a mission to save.
耶稣是被派来执行一个使命，这个使命就是要来拯救人。
And Jesus was sent to show that there is mercy.
耶稣被派来来显示给世人说有怜悯。
Is to not condemn the world.
而不是要来判这个世界的罪。
Because the world by its own sin is already condemned.
因为这个世界在最终它本身已经是被咒诅的。
But Jesus comes so that we have this way to be delivered from this condemnation.
而耶稣来就是给我们一个办法，一个方式，使我们从被咒诅中可以拯救出来。
But first we must know Jesus as God's Christ.
但是首先我们要知道耶稣是神的基督。
We must first know that he is God's anointed one to be the king.
我们必须知道耶稣是神所高的那个做君王的。
And so in verse 33, Luke chapter 23, verse 33,
所以在路加福音的23章33节
In the, where we just read, it says, When they came to the place called the skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left.
就是我们刚刚读过的，就是到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。
Why is this detail important?
为什么这个细节这么重要呢？
Because this detail is already telling us that even where Jesus was placed when he was crucified is the kingly position.
因为在这里就告诉我们，即使是他被处死的时候，他所处的那个位置还是一个王的位置。
Even if the crowd or the crucifiers did not realize it.
当时的民众还有那些罗马的军兵并没有认识到这一点。
By placing Jesus in the middle position.
把耶稣放在中间。
That is the position that is symbolic of importance.
而这个中间的位置呢，是代表的重要的位置。
Of preeminence.
是一个显著的位置。
And so this, in fact, identify him as kingly.
而这个位置的摆放就显示了他是那个王。
And it's very possible that the crucifiers knew exactly what they're doing.
而且也很有可能就是说这些钉他十字架的人知道他们在做什么。
You're the king of the Jews? All right, we'll give you a position of a king.
好，你既然宣称是犹太人的王吗？那么好，我们就给你这个王的位置。
We will put you in the middle.
我们会把你放在中间。
But look, your right-hand man, your left-hand man are criminals.
但是看一看，你左边的、右边的都是罪犯。
So in a way, you are the king of criminals.
所以呢，你好像就是一个罪犯的王。
But nonetheless, from Luke's perspective, even there, God has already allowed Jesus to occupy a place of importance.
但是在这里路加就指出来，即使是在这样的一个情况下，神还是把耶稣放在那个王的位置。
And we'll see that Luke is also showing us that the debate is not whether Jesus is or is not a criminal.
而在这里路加也指出来，他这个辩论的焦点不是说耶稣是不是一个罪犯。
All that the crowd was saying is that is he the Christ, is he the Messiah?
而所有的这些民众的反应是说他是不是那个弥赛亚，他是不是那个王。
That is the critical point of knowledge.
这是一个非常重要的知识点。
A knowledge on who Jesus is.
就是关于耶稣到底是谁。
And this impacted everyone.
而这一点呢影响了每一个人。
In verse 35, it is the people, it's possibly just the Jewish crowd.
在第35节可能是犹太人。
The crowd has called for his crucifixion, now they...See the crucifixion happening.
这些犹太的民众，他们要求钉他十字架，他们现在也看到了这个钉十字架正在执行。
And then it impacted the Gentile soldiers.
而这一点呢，也影响了那些外邦人的这些士兵。
Because these soldiers were saying, "Well, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself."
因为这些军兵们说啊，如果你是犹太人的王，那么你来拯救自己吧。
Again, it's back to the identity of Jesus.
所以所有的这一切呢，都指向耶稣的这个身份到底是谁。
And we're given a detail that there is a sign on top of Jesus that says King of the Jews.
而且我们也看到在耶稣的上面定了一个牌子说犹太人的王。
And so this brings us to John chapter 19 verse 19.
这就把我们带到约翰福音19章19节。
Where it tells us that Pilate was the one who has put out this sign to be on the cross of Jesus.
在那里记述的是比拉多把这个牌子钉在耶稣上边。
And what Luke is showing us is that by what they're saying, they really do not know who Christ is.
而路加就表明了这些人借着他们的行为表明他们并不知道耶稣到底是谁。
They affirm the words of Jesus.
而这一切就肯定了耶稣所说的话。
They don't know who he is.
他们不知道他是谁。
They don't know who they are sinning against.
他们也不知道他们正在犯罪是针对谁。
They do not know that they are acting out of an ignorance that will be punishable unless pardoned.
他们也不知道他们所做的这一切是要被惩罚的，除非有人愿意赦免他们。
So there are some of these YouTube videos, right? It's a big change from the cross. All of a sudden, we're back into YouTube.
现在我们有个转变，就是说我们提到在 YouTube 上有一些这样的视频。
But then there's these programs that allow celebrities to go undercover.
这些视频里面呢就展示的一些明星他们是伪装到一个地方
and just to see how people will react to them and then there's the big reveal like ta-da I am so and so
然后他们到了一个人群中不为人注意然后他们忽然就是揭示他们到底是谁的时候你可以看到民众这个态度的转变
so for example there is this one
比方说有这样这个人、
if you know Michael Bublé
如果你知道这个麦克布布雷
Yeah, he has a silky voice.
Silky
voice.
他有一个像丝一般滑的那样的嗓音。
Yes, especially Christmas, right? And jazz music, you know, blues.
比方说在那个爵士乐里边，在圣诞的歌曲里边。
But then he went undercover as a sales assistant, and his name is Dion.
但是呢，他伪装成一个销售者，名字叫做迪昂。
So for us now who knows, we're like, of course you can tell, it's so similar.
如果我们事先知道，你会说，哎呀，他们这两个看起来很像啊，应该知道的。
But if you're not expecting Michael Bublé to show up in a store,
但是呢，如果你在一个商店里边，你也没有想象到这个明星会到那里去。
And you're not expecting that he will look different from what he usually looks.
你也不会想象他会说和他平时看上去有点不一样。
Then, yes, it's easy to miss out that.Well, under all that change, slight change in the nose and the ears, and the, yeah, all of that is Michael Bublé.
所以呢，他的稍微做一点化妆、一点改变的话，你就会把他误认为另外一个人。
So you could go online and look at this video. It's actually quite interesting. It's a happy ending.
所以大家有兴趣的话，可以去网上看一看，这是一个非常快乐的结局。
And there are many of these.
有很多这样的视频。
But the point is that knowing and not knowing who this Dion is actually made a big difference in the way that people reacted to him.
但是事实就是说，你知道他是谁和不知道他是谁，就可以看到这个民众对他的这种反应是截然不同的。
So at first, when he was introduced as the sales assistant, the one who, when he was introduced as the sales assistant,
所以一开始当他被作为一个销售者来介绍给大家
，the one who was supposed to train him was like you can't touch that because he was starting to reach for a microphone and playing around with it.
那么就是要应该是训练他的人就会对他很颐指气派的说啊你不可以碰那个。
But the more he started to sing,
但是他开始唱的时候
，and the trainer started to realize wait a minute.
这个训练他的人就开始意识到，哎呀，这个不太对。
And when Michael Bublé revealed that he is Michael Bublé,
而这个有名的歌星揭示给大家说他就是那个有名的歌星的时候
，they go from you're not supposed, yeah, you shouldn't touch that in a very nice way to Michael Bublé.
这个训练者一开始说啊，你不能碰这个，然后马上就是一个非常热情的拥抱。
Over and over again, yeah, I mean, you can go watch it. Give it a few more views. It's already a lot.
有很多这样的视频，你们就可以看一看。
And so the Jewish crowd, back to the cross, right? The Jewish crowd, the Gentile soldiers, Pilate, they had no idea.
所以回到十字架的故事，犹太的民众，钉他十字架的罗马的兵丁，这些外邦人，还有比拉多，他们实在是不知道耶稣是谁。
They dare mock him because they don't know him as Christ.
因为他们不知道这就是基督，所以他们敢去那样嘲弄他。
We dare to blaspheme the name of God because we don't know God.
因为我们不知道神，所以我们敢于去亵渎神。
They don't know the power that is in the hands of Christ.
他们不知道在耶稣的手中有怎样的权柄。
They don't know that he can ask the Father and command, and then command 12 legions of angels.
他们不知道耶稣可以求父神派下十二营的天兵。
They don't know his power.
他们不知道他的权柄。
And yes, Jesus has power indeed.
而耶稣确实是有权柄的。
But Jesus is not this militant king that the Jews or the Gentiles has perceived a king to be.
但是耶稣呢，不是犹太会众或者是外邦人心目中的那样的一个激进的王。
He's not a king who demands reverence and acquires submission by the show of force.
他不是靠着武力来要求人们去尊敬他，去顺服他。
Instead, Jesus is a king for all the power that he has in his hands, opens up his hands to be nailed to the cross.
而相反，耶稣他尽管有着那样的权柄，他是伸开他的手。愿意被钉在十字架上。
Jesus is a king for all the power in his mouth. He petitions for the forgiveness of those who crucified him.
耶稣的嘴里的话是大有能力的，但他说出来的却是求赦免的话。
Yes, he is the Christ sent by God.
是的，他是神所派来的基督。
He is God's anointed king.
他是神所高的君王。
And he is God's Christ whose name is Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣基督。
The one who will save the people from their sins.
这个是将要把他的名从最终拯救出来的那一位。
So because of sin, we will not act out of the truth of God.
因为罪，我们不能够活出神的这个真理来。
Because of sin, we will do what is in opposition to God.
因为罪，我们做的反而是与神为敌的。
It is our ignorance of God and His truth that sin will continue to make more of our arrogance toward God.
因为我们的罪，我们这个罪使我们对神的无知反而是越来越膨胀。
And in Psalm 14, it tells us.
在诗篇第十四篇说到。
That the fool, this is in verse 1, on the slide is verse 3. So verse 1 says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good.
在第一节说到，愚顽人心里说没有神，他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事，没有一个人行善。
Sorry, not knowing God will mean that we don't know what is good.
如果我们不知道神，我们就不知道是何为善。
When we do not know what is good, we will not do what is good.
当我们不知道何为善的时候，我们就做不出善行来。
And so.God tells us, all have turned away, all have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one.
所以神说，他们都偏离了正路，一同变为污秽，并没有行善的，连一个都没有。
And we see that starting to play out in Luke, in this particular passage that we've read.
而这一段话呢，就和我们刚才读的路加福音的这个第二十三章就是一个很好的印证。
We see it play out in the Jews.
我们看到在犹太人中这种污秽行出来。
The Jews have the law.
犹太人是有律法的。
They should know.
他们应该知道。
But yet they so think that now Christ cannot be the Messiah.
但是他们却说，耶稣不可能是那个弥赛亚。
As much as all the prophecies were pointing to what Jesus was already doing, no one had ever done that before until Jesus showed up.
而他们的先知书其实已经有很多的预言，就是说只有弥赛亚可以行这样的事，而耶稣都行了。
And yet they say no, this is not the Christ.
但他们仍然可以说不，这个不是基督。
But Jesus specifically at that time when he was nailed to the cross is most likely saying it to the Gentile soldiers who are crucifying him.
但是耶稣在十字架上所说的呢，好像更多的是针对这个犹太的兵丁。
That these Gentiles, these who do not have your word, they do not know what they're doing.
这些外邦人，他们没有神的话，他们真的是不知道他们在做什么。
And Pilate will not know what they're doing, what he is doing.
比拉多也不知道他在做什么。
And their actions altogether, they're symptomatic of their ignorance toward God.
所有这些人的行为都展示出来，他们对神一无所知。
And so even for the Gentiles, the Gentile people or the Gentiles, they have an inkling that there is this supernatural realm.
其实这些外邦人呢，他们是有一点点模糊的感知，就是说这个耶稣是有超自然的力量。
不是耶稣，就单单有这样一个超自然的世界。
Sorry， 就是外，其实这些外邦人他们知道，有这样一个超自然的事件。
Because they have their own gods。
因为他们有他们拜的神。
So it's not as if they're not even saying there's no God。
他们并不是说没有神。
But it's just that they don't know that they're looking at God himself。
他们只是不知道他们所看的正是神本人。
And so to save them, to save us from this fatal sin of not knowing who Jesus is, Jesus cries out, Father, forgive them。
而为了拯救人从这个致命的罪里边出来，耶稣在十字架上求父神说赦免他们。
That forgiveness is this missional, merciful act of the crucified King.
所以说，这个原谅就是这个被钉十字架的耶稣所行的一个带有使命感的、带有怜悯的这样一个作为。
That forgiveness is the act of the King who is on the mission to save.
所以这个饶恕就是一个带着使命来拯救的人，来拯救人的这个君王所做出来的。
Because when Jesus willingly let himself be nailed to the cross,
因为耶稣是心甘情愿地上十字架，
he affirmed God's intention to save sinners.
他证实了神想要拯救罪人的这样的心愿。
That he's seeking for the distance with God to be bridged.
他是希望人和神之间的这种鸿沟可以达到畅通。
That instead of arrogance, there will be humility.
他希望这个谦卑可以取代傲慢。
That the ignorant sinner will know God personally, intimately, lovingly.
而这个先前无知的这些罪人可以亲密的、充满爱的和神建立这种个人关系。
And forgiveness is the act of the King who is bent on showing mercy.
而这个饶恕就是一个君王，他是真的是非常 bent， 就是很费力的来展示这个怜悯。
It's the king who is bent on showing mercy.
Okay. 就是说这个君王他是倾向于来施怜悯，表现出来就是饶恕。
Because if Jesus just simply wanted our condemnation more than our redemption.
因为如果耶稣他只是想定这个罪，而不是来展示怜悯的话，
then he could just not be born in a manger.
那么他就完全可以不降生，而且不生在这个马槽里。
He doesn't have to be tortured on the cross.
他也不需要在十字架上受那样的折磨。
In fact, by saying that Father forgive them,
就是当他说父啊赦免他们，
Jesus is essentially saying I must continue to be on this cross.
耶稣其实就是在说，我必须继续在这个十字架上。
Without my sacrifice, there can be no forgiveness of their ignorance.
如果我没有牺牲的话，那么就没有这个对这些无知的这样的饶恕。
In fact, Jesus, in the word forgive, it is a command. Father, I order that they be forgiven.
事实上，耶稣在这里的不是一个请求，而是一个命令，就是说，父啊，他们要被赦免。
Because if the forgiveness does not come, God's wrath, the punishment can come onto these people who do not know him, and they will be lost.
因为如果不赦免的话，那么这些人就是会面临审判，会被毁灭。
And we know that the land is dark. God's judgment has already come.
我们知道那个时候天都黑了，就是神的审判已经降临。
And for Jesus, he knows that he has to carry the sins of the people because they are not able to pay for their own sins.
耶稣知道他必须担负人的罪孽，因为这些人他没有能力来为自己的罪偿债。
So it is as if that this is asking God not to abort this mission because this pain of sin separating the Father from the Son is actually increasing.
所以耶稣在那一刻他是感到他和父神之间的那个亲密关系正被撕裂开，他说这样的请求就是说不要让这个计划中途搁浅。
Because God has every right to judge evil.
因为神有所有的权利来审判罪孽。
He has every right to condemn all sinners to eternal separation from him.
他也有任何一个权利来咒诅这些罪人，然后和他永远的分离。
It would not have been wrong if he simply never had the cross in history.
如果人类历史上没有十字架的话，神来审判这个世界也完全是理所应当的。
But God intends to show mercy, to give this opportunity for us to want mercy.
而神选择了显示他的怜悯，也希望人愿意接受这个怜悯。
That there is hope, that there must be hope for our ignorance toward God.
这样的话呢，我们对神的无知也有希望可以得到赦免。
And so Jesus took upon himself the judgment of God.
所以耶稣是把神的审判接受到自己身上。
And he took that judgment on our behalf.
他是代表我们来接受了这样的刑罚。
He is showing us mercy by not giving us the punishment that we deserve.
让我们免受我们当受的惩罚，他就借此来展示了他的怜悯。
So just as he taught his disciples,
正如耶稣对他的门徒说，
in Matthew 5:44 it says, But I tell you, love your enemies,And pray for those who persecute you.
就是在马太福音五章四十四节，只是我要告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
We see our Lord and Christ say He loves us by dying for us.
所以我们就看到耶稣，他爱我们，通过为我们死表现出来。
His pain and suffering did not hold him back from praying for us whose sins nailed him to the cross.
他的痛苦并没有使得他不为我们祷告，不赦免我们。
Out of his life comes the truth that we are to pray for our enemies, pray for those who persecute us, to love those who are our enemies.
因着他的生命的榜样，我们也要爱我们的仇敌，为逼迫我们的祷告。
And just as he taught the disciples,
正如他对他的门徒所说的
I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times are you to forgive.
就是不是七次，乃是要七十个七次来饶恕别人。
And on the cross, Jesus wiped clean our debt.
在十字架上，耶稣把我们的罪全部洗清了。
He wiped clean our debt.
他把我们的罪孽全部洗清了。
That he is the master who put aside his right to demand the payment for the debt.
他是一个主人，他把他的权力放在一边，来为我们负债。
And so he took on the cost himself. He canceled the debt.
借着他亲自付这个罪的代价，他使我们的罪被一笔勾销。
But there remains this ignorance against God.
但是呢，人们还是有这些对神的这样的无知。
And so all sins are forgivable.
所有的罪都是可赦免的。
But one, and that's the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
但是唯独对圣灵的亵渎断不得赦免。
And that will be the acknowledgement of Christ as Lord and Savior.
当我们承认耶稣就是我们的救主的时候，如果我们不承认的话，那就是一个不可赦免的罪。
Because that is the work of the Spirit.
因为那是圣灵的感动才说得
出来。That Jesus is the Christ.
是因为圣灵的感动才让我们知道耶稣就是基督。
The Lord and Savior.
就是主，就是我们的救主。
So when Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
所以当耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
They're given the opportunity to still have life so that they can come to know who Jesus is.
这样的话，他们就得到赦免，他们就有希望还能够来认识神。
And that when Jesus died on the cross, the forgiveness is made available to those who believe in him.
所以当耶稣在十字架上死的时候，那些信他的人就得到了这个希望，可以得赦免。
And so each and everyone that was present on the hill that day.
所以那一天在骷髅山上的每一个人。
There will come a day when they will be asked by God, Do you or do you not know my son as Christ?
有一天神会一个一个的问他们，你是不是认识，是不是真的知道我的儿子耶稣基督。
Each and every one of us will come before God as sinners and will be judged by whether we have faith or not have faith in Christ Jesus.
我们每一位也有一天会到神面前，我们会因着我们认识神或是不认识神而受到审判。
Well, the Lord says, yes, I know you, or be away from me, you evildoer, I have never known you.
主会说，是的，我认识你，还是会说，离开我去吧，你这个作恶的，我从来不认识你。
And that is because of the cross.
这一切都是因着十字架。
Because of the cross, we now know.
是因着十字架我们知道了。
We have gone from I didn't know to now I know.
我们就从过去我不知道到现在我知道了。
So we know that our ignorance toward God and His truth needs His forgiveness.
我们知道我们对神的这种无知，对他的真理的无知需要被饶恕。
And at the same time, now we know that we must let others know because they don't know that they don't know.
而我们知道了以后，我们有责任去告诉那些还不知道的人。
That they too need forgiveness for their ignorance toward God.
那些人他们对神的无知，他们需要被赦免。
Jesus never says that, oh, because you're ignorant, you're let go, right? You don't need forgiveness. In fact, he says, forgive them, which tells us that ignorance requires forgiveness.
耶稣从来没有说，哦，因为你不知道，所以没关系，算了吧。而是说，你不知道，这个必须是被解决的，是必须要被赦免的。
Because in our daily life, I don't know if you've encountered this, but you might hear people say, well, I didn't know that, so I don't see why I should say sorry.
因为在我们的日常生活中，我们会看到有些人说，哎，因为我不知情啊，所以我为什么要道歉呢？
And this for our intuition, it is true because we're like, if we have to say sorry even though we don't know, then of course we have to ask God for forgiveness when we say we don't know God. Okay, my bad. Let's try again. Wait, what did I say? Oh, okay. So we know that if we are allowed to say, I don't have to say sorry because I don't know.
如果说这个情况被允许，就是说啊，我不知道，所以我就可以不要道歉。
Then when we come to God, we'll say, well, that's not fair then, right? Because I don't know you. And so why should I say sorry and ask you for your forgiveness to me?
那么有一天我们来到神面前，我们也可以来这样辩论说，哎，我不知道你，所以我为什么要求你的赦免呢？
But that is sin at work, trying to just have us be able to wriggle out of this must for us to acknowledge that we are sinners, that we do not seek God.
这其实就是罪的一个工作，就是让我们对神无知，而且好像不用为此负任何责任。
And for Christians,
而对基督徒来说，
we are people who know the cross.
我们是知道十字架的这样的人。
And so we are people who know that forgiveness is a kingly act that carries the mission to save sinners.
我们也知道这个饶恕是一个王的作为，他来饶恕这些罪人。
And we know that forgiveness is a kingly act.That brings mercy to sinners.
而这个饶恕也是一个君王的这种行为，它是让这个罪人可以得救。
And so because of Christ, we must be humbled by God's forgiveness.
所以因着耶稣，我们必须是因为神的这种饶恕，我们要谦卑下来。
We're to acknowledge that only God knows completely, and we do not.
我们要承认说神是全知的，而我们不是。
That we acknowledge that as long as we have breath, we need to know that we need to live out of God's truth.
我们也知道，只要我们一息尚存，我们就要活出神的真理。
Because Adam and Eve sinned, because even though they were tempted by Satan,
亚当和夏娃犯罪，即使是因为被罪恶引诱。
They decided in the end that they want to be in the position of God to know as God knows.
其实也是因为他们想要如神一样能够分别善恶。
In Genesis chapter 3, it tells us that it is going to be like God, knowing, deciding what is good and evil.
就像在创世纪第三章说的，就是你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
And that when looking at the fruit, it's like, wow, this is for gaining wisdom.
他们看的那个果子说，哦，这个会让我有智慧。
to be apart from God when it comes to wisdom. I just need this fruit. I don't need God anymore.
如果让他选择是和神分离以及有智慧的话，他们宁可，他们就愿意选择这个有智慧。
And that came the fall because man wants to be his own or her own God.
这就是他的罪，因为他想自己做自己的神。
And even these days, we really hate not knowing.
即使在今天我们仍然是不喜欢我们不知道
and worse off if you are told you do not know
而且我们很讨厌别人对我说你不知道
and with our age of the internet
我们现在的网络时代
and maybe it will be worsened when 5G becomes common
当这种网络通讯越来越便利
because all of a sudden with our device we can immediately know
我们现在有我们的设备我们可以马上知道
it is as if we have all the knowledge in our world
就好像我们的世界里边的知识我们都可以很容易的获得。
But maybe that's why we panic now when we don't have our phone.
所以那可能就是说当我们手上没有手机的时候我们真的是会很慌张。
I don't know where to go.
我不知道到哪儿去。
I don't know the number to call.
我也不知道要打哪个电话。
I don't know what to wear.
我也不知道该穿什么。
I don't know where to buy. Right, there are a lot of things that all of a sudden we don't know.
就是你没有你的那些设备的话你会忽然发现哎呀很多事我不知道该怎么做
All of a sudden what we don't know is brutally exposed to show that wow we're so limited we're not like God
而这些就展示出来我们不像神一样全知
Who knows if the smartphone is the new fruit of the knowledge of good and evil
也许这个智能手机就是那个新的智慧树的果子
Should Pastor Sam have said that? Google it
三本牧师应该说这样的话吗？我们赶快来 Google 一下。
Oh, let's set up a group chat, right? Discuss.
我们来设一个群来讨论讨论。
We really, the more we can't handle not knowing.
就是如果面对一个我们无知的情况，我们不知道来怎样对付它。
Sometimes in a sermon, I will just use an example of a real person, but not naming the person.
很多时候我在讲道中我会提一个例子，但我不说他的名字。
And then I will have some who will come up to me like, so is it this? Is it this person? That person? I'm sorry.
然后呢，之后就有人来问我说，你是在指谁吗？
And I would think, yeah, it's not easy not knowing everything.
所以就看到那个人很想知道，就是你不处于一个不知道的状况，其实是挺难的。
Under the tree of knowledge of good and evil, the first humans declared, "We want to know as God knows. We must know."
所以在那棵智慧树下，这个第一个犯罪的人就说，我们希望像神一样知道，我们必须要知道。
God asks us to trust in Him in the mystery.
神希望我们在一切不明了的事上，我们就完全的相信他。
To trust that even though we do not know, He knows.
相信他说即使我们不知道但是他知道
But the first human say No, we want to be like God We must know too
但是这个第一对人他们说 No, 我希望像神一样我要知道
And for us, it is the same
其实我们今天还是如此
I had to learn to discipline my fingers Not to immediately reach for my hand or reach for my phone to say Oh, I don't know about this Go right in
其实就是需要训练的如果我们碰到一个不知道的事我们马上就会掏出手机来去 Google 一下
And in a small group discussion for the EC we actually found out by doing that doesn't help us to know
其实在这个英文堂的这种团体里边我们就发现你通过这个手机去 Google 这并不是一个好的让你真正知道的方法
Because apparently the research on the brain now says that by doing thatWe are just simply glancing over the information. It never retains.
事实上，你就是马上就去 Google 的时候呢，你的大脑没有真正在思索，你只是在摄取一些现成的信息。
So we still want to know, but we are limited.
我们希望知道，但是我们是有限的。
And Jesus gives us the good news.
而耶稣给了我们这样的好消息。
The perfect Adam declares, "Yeah, you do not know."
这个完美的亚当说你不知道
But come to me,
但是来到我这里
for I know.
因为我知道
And so we have to come to Jesus,
所以我们必须要到耶稣的面前
because he is the truth.
因为他是真理
And oftentimes we actually do not know that we've already been influenced by the way that the world operates.
而事实上我们很多时候我们都没有意识到我们是非常的受这个世界的影响。
Without being immersive in the truth of God,
如果我们不浸泡在真理之中，
We don't quite see that, wow, I didn't realize abortion or designing designer babies, all of that is consumeristic.
我就会不知道说这种比方说堕胎或者是一个就是基因来编辑一个孩子。这好像都是一种消费主义的一种倾向。
It is about me wanting what I want. You satisfy me. You give me what I want. I ask you to do that. You better do it for me.
这就是一种消费主义，说我想要这个，你必须来满足我。
And so it could even have already seeped into our sense of, okay, this is the church I want, and I list out all the things that it's as if you're, right, you have your list, and you say, I'm leaving because there are other churches around,And so be it. I will find a church that I like.
就好比说你选择教会的时候，你一二三四五列了一大堆条件，如果他满足，那么我就加入这个教会；如果他不满足，我就走，反正有其他的教会可以去。
That we don't understand that. Wow, when it comes to Jesus and His truth, individualism falls apart.
而事实上，到耶稣基督面前的时候，这种个人主义应该是站不住脚的。
But yet, we keep saying, "You do you."
但是我们经常会说，哎，你做你自己。
And so rappers would know the power of words, but not the sanctity.
就是那些唱，就是那种唱歌的那些人，他们知道这个语言是非常有力量的，但是他们没有意识到语言所带来的那种尊贵，那种圣洁。
Or artists, or fashion designers, or songwriters.
或者是艺术家，或者是那些时装设计师，或者是那些歌词的写作者
，movie makers, right? Novel writers.
写剧本的，写小说的。
We know there's something about an individual, but we don't know the holy.
我们很知道个体，但是我们不知道什么是圣洁。
We are not aware that the way that we've been entertained by all the different shows has already impacted our concentration.
我们也没有意识到，就是我们所接受的那些娱乐，已经是在潜移默化的改变我们的思维方式。
How we look at the Bible? No, it has now has to look pretty before I'm able to actually read it.
就好比说，我们看到圣经啊，这个圣经必须是非常漂亮的，我才有兴趣去读它。
Don't get me wrong, pretty Bibles are good.
不要误解我，就是一个很漂亮的圣经，这是很好的。
Art is something given to us by God.
艺术其实也是神给我们的恩赐。
But because we are entertained,
但是因为我们习惯于被人家娱乐，
we have to be very careful that we are not only leaning toward the dramatic.
我们必须要很小心，我们不是仅仅去追求那些非常刺激性的、有戏剧效果的。
Because I don't know if our Sunday service will ever turn into a 3D VR session.
我从来也没有想过我们的这个星期天的主日敬拜应该变成一个立体的那种，就是那个 VR， 就是那个叫什么立体虚拟现实啊，模拟现实。
It could.
也许可能会。
But then the problem is because we are entertained, we say no, that has to be it.
但是呢，我们的态度不能是说是为了我们得到娱乐，那必须是主日敬拜的形式。
If someone is to come up to the stage and simply say John 3:16, you.
如果一个人仅仅是拿到到了讲台上拿出圣经来说，哦，约翰福音3:16，然后下面的人就睡着了。
We cannot see any other way except in the form of entertainment. That is the danger.
就是如果我们把一切都看作是一种娱乐我们的方式的话，这是很有潜在危险性的。
So yes, we actually do not know a lot.
确实是我们有很多事我们不晓得。
And the cross tells us we have to come to the Christ who told us this good news that we do not know a lot and we can come to him for forgiveness.
所以这个十字架上的耶稣就是提醒我们，我们很多都不知道，我们需要到神那里去得到知识。
That he knows our limitations and he willingly gave his best to us.
神知道我们的有限，他很高兴把他的无限给予我们。
So not only are we to be humbled by the forgiveness, but we are to humbly forgive.
所以我们不仅是被神饶恕的时候，我们要谦卑自己，我们也应该非常谦卑地把这个给出去，把这个饶恕给出去。
that we know that we were ignorant of God.
我们知道过去我们是对神是无知的。
In some areas, we can still be ignorant of God.
在某些方面，我们可能还是会继续保持这种无知。
And that we are now called saints not because we are sinless.
我们被称为圣徒不是因为我们没有罪。
But because we are forgiven of our sins by Jesus Christ.
而是因为因着耶稣基督我们的罪被赦免了。
So we have to approach in our daily interaction with any other to say that, yeah, for we do not know what we do to others.
所以在我们的日常生活中我们与人相处中说因为我们不知道我们做了什么。
And they do not know what they do to us.
我们不知道我们对别人做了什么，人家也不知道他们对我做了什么。
It could be meant as a word of kindness.
可能他说的一些话其实是出于好心。
But then we do not know that that word of kindness actually hit the other person in a way that it wasn't encouraging.
但是我们这些好心说出来的话，可能让人家觉得并不是一种鼓励性的话。
And when we at that point say, I'm sorry that that wasn't helpful, can you forgive me? Can I find another way to be helpful?
所以我们可以对人家道歉说、哎、对不起我说那个话没有达到我预期的效果我可不可以换一个方式来说
But when we also take the other route and say I understand that the person is coming from a point of good and I'm willing to forgive
那么当别人说话不小心伤害我们的时候我们是不是也可以用同样的心去原谅他们
And this dynamic happens between husband and wife and wife and husband
这种互动发生在夫妻之间
That children has to forgive the parents, and parents will need to forgive their children.
也发生在父母和孩子之间。
It is hard to imagine the children having to forgive the parents, and parents having to ask for forgiveness.
所以就是说，如果一个父母必须求孩子的原谅，或者孩子必须求父母的原谅，这其实是一个很糟糕的，
很难以想象的一个情况。
难以想象的情况。
Because it is, we are so formed by our cultural thinking that parents are above reproach.
因为我们很传统的一些观念就是好像说父母是不应该被责备的
that parents forget that you are also sinners
但是父母们忘记了你们也是罪人
that your intense care your love for your child may actually hurt them in some ways
你其实是想对孩子好但是有可能你所做的反而是在伤害他们
but would you look to Christ and say wow I need to ask for forgiveness on this
当你面向耶稣的时候你是不是可以说哎呀，我这个做错了，我应该请求原谅。
The reason why I'm speaking more about parents because children already know they need to ask for forgiveness.
我之所以特别对父母说这句话，是因为孩子们已经知道他们是应该被原谅的。
But that children need to learn to forgive the parents that something is a different world.
但是孩子们来学习来原谅父母，这是另外一个话题。
But the Lord have mercy when we come to the cross, we are brothers and sisters.
但是神有怜悯，当我们来到十字架前，我们是弟兄姊妹。
That Christ has called us brothers and sisters to learn to forgive one another as He has forgiven us.
神就呼召我们，因着他原谅我们，他也希望我们能够彼此饶恕。
And a reminder is that forgiveness is not always easy.
需要提醒的就是说，原谅一个人不容易。
Because The fact that there is a need for forgiveness means that a situation has arose, you know, for anger or hurt.
当我们提到原谅的时候，其实就是在暗示伤害已经造成了，有这种生气，有这种愤怒。
But it is in our most trying moments that will reveal who our real Lord and Savior is.
但是你原不原谅，这其实是一个展示你谁在你生命中做主的这么一个关键点。
Is it going to be Jesus?Who is the Lord and Savior who allows, who shows mercy while acknowledging that there was evil at hand?
是耶稣基督他那个施怜悯愿意饶恕的吗
Or will we try to find our redemption in bitterness, in revenge?
还是在这样的情况下我们选择仇恨我们选择苦读选择不原谅
And sometimes it is very, very difficult, such as abuse or adultery.
有的时候原谅是很难的，比方说被虐待，或者是婚姻的一方出轨。
Deeper the wound, the longer it will take.
伤口越深，需要愈合的时间也就越久。
But never, even though it's never easy.
虽然不容易。
The cross calls us to approach every single person with this willingness and readiness to forgive.
但是十字架呼召我们愿意去面对那个伤害的人来去原谅。
Because the more we grasp the forgiveness we have in Jesus,
因为我们对神对我们的原谅理解越深
that we have been given forgiveness, that we have been given forgiveness,
就是我们得到的原谅是得到的赦免是何等的大
that the more readily we will to forgive,
我们也就更容易去原谅别人。
Stephen,
斯提凡
a human such as us,
和我们一样的人
cried out like this to his Lord,
他对神这样呼求
Lord, do not hold this sin against them.
就说主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。
Stephen knows we have the new life that has the power to forgive one another.
斯提凡知道他有一个新的生命，他有这个能力来原谅。
Forgiveness is the missional, merciful act of our crucified Christ.
所以这个赦免、原谅就是一个钉十字架的主所做的一个带有使命的、带有怜悯的作为。
We didn't know that we need God's forgiveness on our ignorance.
过去我们不知道，我们需要因着我们的对神的无知，我们需要被赦免。
Now we do.
现在我们知道了。
So it is a must that we will forgive.
所以呢，我们去赦免别，我们去饶恕别人，也是一个必须要做的。
Such that forgiveness is our missional, merciful act as disciples of the crucified Christ.
所以，作为这个钉十字架的耶稣的门徒，我们也要去赦免别人，这也是一个带有使命的一个带有怜悯的行为。
Let us now spend some time in quiet meditation.
现在我们花一点时间来静默思想。
Before we receive our Lord's bread and cup.
在我们接受主的饼和杯之前。
Let us ask to be humbled by God's forgiveness.
让我们来请求，就是因着神的饶恕，我们可以谦卑下来。
Let us ask to be disciples of Jesus.
让我们来请求，我们来做神的做耶稣的门徒。
As we humbly forgive.
当我们谦卑的也来饶恕别人。
Perhaps God will show you different people that you need to ask forgiveness from and you need to forgive.
也许神会向你显示你应该原谅的，或者是你应该被原谅的地方。
Trust in God to give you the courage and the joy to do what He says is good.
信靠神，他会给你力量，给你喜乐来做他要你做的事。